I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, here's hoping you're well and safe. Considering the spread of novel coronavirus and its consequences, we at HD Smartcast have compiled a list of our most popular episodes about the pandemic from January till today. These have been covered by some of HT Media's most renowned journalists. This is to give you an idea of the trajectory of the illness and how it has affected multiple sectors of our daily lives till date, so that you can make better informed decisions about your future. Welcome to our exclusive podcast, HT Media COVID-19 Audio Coverage.
Hi. Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. I'm Deepthi Bhaskaran, editor personal finance at Mint, and let me introduce you to some of my team members who'll help you on this journey. Neil Burate is a mutual fund reporter. Then there is Disha Sangvi, who looks at insurance. Dinesh Bhaseen will declutter the world of banking. Nilanjana Chakravarti and Nidhi Sinha will give you smart advice on financial planning. Last but not the least, Renu Yadav will help with taxes and real estate. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
Hello and welcome to Why Not Mint Money. This is Neil Burate from the Mint Money team. And joining me today is Vidya Bala, who is Head of Products and Research at Prime Investor. Welcome, Vidya.
Hi, Neil.
So, Vidya, my first question is to do with the coronavirus outbreak and the fear and panic that is causing in global markets and Indian markets. What should Indian mutual fund investors do about it?
So, the fear and panic about corona outbreak initially seemed quite hasty, but with the time lag now, it is evident that there is going to be a trade impact globally because of China's slowdown. Already we see many of the supplies that needs to go into manufacturing to other Asian countries being stopped, and that could have a larger impact across Asia and also the consuming nations of Europe and US. But as far as India is concerned, I think we are a little more insulated. I wouldn't say entirely, a little more insulated from it, not only because our trade relations with China is not too high, but also because of the fact that we are largely very inward looking in terms of our consumption and growth. So to this extent, I think the local fear may be a little overdone. And I think at this point in time, investors would do well to focus on the other factors that are impacting our market. That would be the currency, that would be the interest rates. And very importantly, there appears to be a slight turnaround in the earnings of companies. That's also a cue that investors need to look for in these otherwise troubled times. So I would say just focus, bottom up, look at earnings, look at the local macro factors and find opportunities.
Okay, so some reassurance there. Now, my second question is to do with the debt crisis that has raged in India since IL&FS in 2018. What lessons should mutual fund investors take from this crisis?
Right, very true. So there are lessons for both mutual fund investors and fund managers. But as far as investors are concerned, I think there are two or three key lessons. One, while choosing a fund, it becomes very important to invest based on time frame, not just your own time frame, whether the fund suits your time frame. Now, that's a mistake that most investors make, which has led them to take high credit risk products for very short time frames without knowing the risk involved. This has cost them dearly. The second important thing is, unlike equity, you're not picking debt to give you top returns. You're picking debt to hedge it against your equity portfolio or to generate a little better than your FD. So just going by chart toppers without understanding a portfolio makeup and where those returns come from can really cause the kind of troubles that you have seen since September. So if you simply stick with low risk, low duration funds, if you do not know anything, you'll actually be better off than trying to take credit calls and getting wrong. So I think staying clear of these, unless you're a very discerning investor, would help you.
Something like a corporate bond fund?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, there is a long-running debate about whether people should invest in actively managed funds or passive funds. Lately, there has been a sort of reduction in alpha that active funds generate. So is it time in India to switch to passive funds?
So this has been a long-running debate globally, and in India it has taken shape and form in the past 2 years, primarily because mutual funds have been underperforming their indices. Now this phenomenon is very evident in large caps and somewhat 50-50 evident in the multi-cap category. Now what has led to this phenomenon is twofold. One, the narrow rally in the market over the past year and a half has led only to select stocks outperforming, and clearly because indices are market cap based, they tend to outperform because the growing ones tend to do better and mutual funds may not be able to hold them in the same weight. So that's one reason. The second reason is also we are now increasingly coming to a phase where indices need not be simply the top 50 and top 100. Many of the index providers are working on indices that can act very smartly, that can use a various combination of factors and deliver returns as well. There are such ETFs in the Indian market now. It's just tip of the iceberg. So to answer your question, passive will definitely find more takers, not simply because you want to be passive, but you will be able to generate optimal returns with passive products. Having said that, there are categories such as mid cap or small cap where stock discovery is everything. Your indices don't really do stock discovery. So that's a category which is continuing to comfortably outperform the index, and I think that's where investors should seek fund help, because that's also an area where they can get hurt. So taking the fund route will make sure that they are remaining with good stocks without them betting on it. So it's a 50-50 kind of a thing. There will be a shift to passive. The time has come without any doubt, but there will still be enough active opportunities for which investors need to rely on active funds.
And finally, Indian investors are quite underinvested in international markets. How should they approach other global markets?
Right. So traditionally, Indian investors have chased returns and continue to chase returns. So when they see global markets outperforming, they tend to take overweight positions. And when that's not the case, they go off. I think that should not be an approach to global markets. Global markets are essentially diversification for your portfolio. But there is no point choosing a market that will result in giving you a same kind of trend that your local market is giving you. So predominantly, if you say many of the Asian markets, they go together. So that may not provide you a sufficient hedge. So if you're going with other more developed markets like Japan or with US particularly has a very healthy, not a very high correlation with the Indian market, but at the same time not entirely cut off, but is able to also provide you with quality exposure that you may not get in the Indian market. So it offers a very ideal diversification option. Two, because the dollar is the most sought after currency, even in an Indian investor's budget today, because he has to spend for his or her child's education and so on, this is an indirect way to hedge your currency risk as well. So both of these aspects, they need to necessarily do an asset allocated approach to international investing rather than years of going overboard and years of entirely neglecting. That approach would work well in years when Indian market is not doing well, or even to hedge your own currency risks in future.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Why Not Mint Money. Thank you, Vidya.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.